This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. A special shout goes to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Gab, the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're on Parler the same way when they come back. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you can join a growing number of American patriots who are looking to keep this country great by joining us at our website. Just go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com and you can sign up, find out all the different things that we're doing, the events we're doing, where we're doing them, where we're going, how we're doing it, and you'll have a good old time with all of that there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, there is a... Well, let's talk about this production. You mentioned something off the air. We were talking about the video that we were seeing. It's definitely the way they put it together. It's, and you said it was like a documentary.
Look, if you take a very wide view of all of this, you go back to the very beginning of the Trump campaign. When he got the nomination, the Democrats started in at that very moment on Trump. But if you look at all the things that the Democrats were doing and saying during the Trump administration, it wasn't all just against Trump. It was against anybody who supported Trump. And we have to remember, it isn't just about Trump exclusively. It's about his policies. What he did, the Trump Doctrine, did some remarkable things for this country and exposed an awful lot of things. He was giving us some, as a consequence, we had some great civics lessons.
Yeah.
So what I'm seeing here is an impeachment trial that's truly a documentary of how the Democrat socialists and progressives are really telling us that they have got no tolerance for at least 70, 80, 90 million people across the United States.
Right.
This has been a long time coming. I got a telephone call from a friend last night, and I said, let's go back all the way to Janet Napolitano when she was running the Department of Homeland Security. Remember the list of people that she called right-wing extremists that she came out with?
I do.
There were veterans in there. There were people that were Tea Party, you know, all those kinds of things. They have been on the attack of conservative, constitutional, loyalist, red-blooded, Americans going all the way back to the beginning of the Obama administration. And they've just upped their game, virtually every day up until yesterday. And do we think it's going to stop with the impeachment trial? The answer to that is no.
No.
This is their own version of McCarthyism.
Uh-huh.
So now, we're seeing a documentary that they've gone to Hollywood, they've gone to producers and scripters and writers to professionally put this together, this documentary together, as I see it, against us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're probably right. And the reason for that is what I'm going to say now about Tucker Carlson. Now, if you have any questions about the COVID vaccine, according to Tucker, Big Tech is saying, shut up and take it. And we're talking about Facebook and Twitter, because Facebook and Twitter came out and issued a blanket statement. Do not challenge the vaccine medical conclusions or we'll ban you.
We are being told that we can't question science and to behave. We can't challenge information that is given to us. Fake news is there to stay, and just live with it, accept it, and go sit in the corner and deal with it. That's what's happening. Now, how many times have the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, put out a story and gotten it wrong? Let's just do the most epic one of all, and that was the Russia collusion story, okay?
Yep.
If I were Trump right about now, I would be putting out a national, in fact, in some cases, worldwide demand that the networks and the Democrat politicians formally apologize not only to Trump but to us, because he put these people put the nation through 3 years of a massive lie.
Four. But who's counting?
If the Trump legal impeachment team does the right thing, this could be a teaching moment. And I'm hoping that they have their act together on this one.
You're right. Now, before we go to break here, I want to mention that yesterday we talked about Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban announced they'll no longer play the national anthem at home games. The NBA came back and said, no. All our teams will play the national anthem at all of their home games. No exceptions. And Cuban came back and said, well, I only said that because we were doing it because there were no fans in the stands. Okay. Hold that thought. When we come back, Mark Cuban, there's another piece of work. He wants to run for president, or he did. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Two Guys Gun Shows. You know, Saturday, down in Sarasota at Robarts Arena, which is at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Fruitvilla Tuttle, I will be down there on Saturday from 10 to 2. If you want to stop on by and say howdy, howdy at the Two Guys Shows there at the fairgrounds at Robarts Arena. Now, they'll be open Saturday from 9 to 5. They'll be open Sunday from 9 to 3. And you can go to their website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, print out a ticket, and save yourself some money on the admission. That's a pretty good deal. So go over there, twoguysshows.com, print the ticket that's right there. Take it with you, and you save yourself money on the admission to get in. And I'll see you there Saturday. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have our favorite question asker on the telephone here. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind, senor?
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. What part of the government determines what is correct according to the Constitution?
Wait a minute. Say that again. I didn't quite get you.
What part of the government determines what is correct according to the Constitution?
All right, you want to answer that while you hang up?
No, I got the further thing.
All right, well, Denise, I don't really know, but I think, go ahead.
That you have something that is called the Office of Legal Counsel,
uh-huh.
And they are the ones that are challenged with constitutional policy,
yep.
Law, executive orders, and that whole thing. Now,
yeah.
If and how you apply the Constitution is always up for dispute because you've got the modernists who interpret the Constitution according to the text, original text.
All right, wait a minute. Don't talk over. Okay, are you okay? Go ahead if you want to. Are you done, Denise?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Bob, Rob.
Yeah. So, isn't the Supreme Court the one that is the final determiner of what is constitutional and what is not?
You're always going to have an argument, which is the reason that you've got lawyers and mm-hmm. we go into a courtroom. So, you can have 20 constitutional lawyers deciding on a question, and you're going to get 20 different answers.
Correct.
And that's just the way it is. And so, they say that things are settled law. That's hardly the case.
But isn't the court the one that makes the final decision as to what is and is not constitutional?
Supreme Court.
If the case goes before the Supreme Court, and that's a big if because they don't take a lot of cases.
What I want to know is how can the Senate decide whether it's constitutional to try Trump after he's been removed from office? Isn't that something that should be taken before the court and can't they report?
Well, I know.
Okay. Thank you, Benjamin. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
We don't know how the question was actually framed for them to vote on this.
No.
I think it comes down to, is it constitutional for the Senate to hear an impeachment case? Well, the answer to that is yes.
Yeah.
But did the question, was it framed around the constitutional to have an impeachment case against a no longer sitting president?
Right.
I don't think that's how the question was framed, but
no.
I do not know that for
no.
sure.
And let me see what Mike needs. Mike in Clearwater, okay, make it quick because we're tying up Denise's time here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Denise, I just have a quick question. You know, I read building on what we talked about briefly yesterday, I read the book One Second After by William Forstchen.
Yeah.
And then I remember reading something that they believe that the Russians are the biggest threat to possibly doing an EMP pulse attack. And I know that our infrastructure has not been hardened. I'm wondering, do you agree with me? Because it kind of terrified me when I did some research into how vulnerable we really are against something like that, and I just wanted to hear what your thoughts are.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead.
I read that book many years ago, and at the time it was very terrifying. We're in a new place today because I don't think they need to have an EMP.
Nope.
And the reason to hurt us in any targets, hardened or soft targets, and that's because of cyber.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a much easier, cheaper thing to do a cyber attack mm-hmm. on soft targets than it would have to be to.
And we just saw exactly what happened with a cyber attack on the water supply in our neighboring Oldsmar right here in Pinellas County.
Right.
Yep, that was all cyber. That was not EMP. Look what happened.
I'm not diminishing the threat of EMPs,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it's as much of a threat today mm-hmm. by a long stretch as it was when the book came out.
Okay, we didn't really get into this. The Georgia prosecutors that are opening a criminal investigation into Donald Trump, that's the Georgia Attorney General, is it not, for the special election and some things that he did, including the phone call he made to the Secretary of State?
Correct. And Trump is not in the clear. I mean, he's still got cases that are pending out of the Southern District of New York, and now they've opened this one
mm-hmm.
Dealing with the phone call with Raffensperger. He's going to have to keep lawyers for mm-hmm. quite some time to continue to defend himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens. It's not going to be pretty. Okay, here's one that's right up your alley. The CDC. God, we love the CDC, don't we? Double masking or wearing tightly fitted masks can reduce exposure to coronavirus by about 95%, according to a new study. Well, I made a joke with Kyle Warren during hour number one when I talked about this. I said, you know, we need to order SCBA equipment for everybody. Let the government pay for it. Put your mask on. Get your fire department helmet. Go out there, and you can train with the fire department and wear one of those air tanks on your back with the SCBA. Makes a perfect seal. All you're going to suck down is that cascaded air in your lungs, and you're going to do it for 45 minutes. And after that, you're going to run out of air. Problem is, if you're in a smoky building or somewhere where there's flammable or toxic chemicals, you aren't going to last very long.
Yeah, now they're not necessarily recommending double mask or triple mask, but they are supporting it.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I mean, it's kind of like as ridiculous as it's all becoming, we can all go order Israeli respirators.
Yeah.
You know, they deal with chemical and biological.
Yep. And they
work. And I happen to have some. I have some here.
They work. Mm-hmm. All right, we've got one more caller I want to try to get in here. Good morning, caller. Is this Mel up in Saratoga Springs?
Yes. Okay. Good morning, Captain. Good morning.
Okay, make it quick because we're going to run out of time.
Speaking of EMP, now what's your opinion about Bill Gates buying up a ton of American farmland?
Yeah.
Could that be used? Could that be used in regard? I mean, what's his motive?
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right, thank you. All right, go ahead, Denise.
I don't know, but that one is the most underreported story out there. And thank you, Mel, for keeping it top of mind. It doesn't make any sense that he decides that he wants to be some kind of a farmer or whatever he's doing this week. But it is a... There's some kind of motivation there, and I'm not sure I know what it is.
The first thing I thought of when I heard that was, believe it or not, the Mormons and what they do.
My sense is that most of our farms across the United States are owned by big corporations.
Yep.
And the farmers are really contractors or subcontractors to the big corporations. The other ones that are big owners are foreign governments. Like Saudi Arabia's got an awful lot of our farmland, and they do that because they don't have any water over there to grow anything on their own.
Mm-hmm.
My sense is that he wants a piece of that action. He wants to regulate the entire agricultural industry within the United States. So I don't know, Mel, but I'm just as fretful on the thing as you are.
At one time, the largest property owner in the state of Florida was a Mormon church until property started being sold and moved around, and now I believe it's a Disney.
I have no idea.
Well, I do, because I was in an area where they had a lot of farms and they were doing a lot of produce. And, because they make things and they store them for long periods of time. That's what they do, you know, the production off the farms. But anyway, here comes the music. And I will talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel. Stay low and stay warm. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she has to write about and offer over there on her website. And I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment as we cruise along.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping Wednesday evening for the first time since taking office. According to a readout of the call, Biden pressed the Chinese leader on human rights abuses, its recent actions against Taiwan, and climate change. The presidents also discussed approaches on battling the COVID-19 pandemic. It was the first time that the American and Chinese leaders had spoken since a call between Xi and former President Donald Trump last March. And a World Health Organization panel has recommended the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for use for people 65 and older. While there are still questions about the vaccine's efficacy against virus variants, with data from a small trial suggesting it might not be protective against mild to moderate infections from the South African variant, the panel said that any level of protection against variants is better than nothing. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for a military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. I'll tell you where they are at once they get a chance to tell you about themselves, but you can check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And tell them the captain sent you. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one that's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm on one side of Tampa Bay. They're on the other. And then, of course, you can check them out online by going to the website, naa.edu. But here's what I tell everybody that asks me about them. Take the tour. Give them a call. Call them up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, the reason for that, you're going to find out firsthand with your own eyes and your own ears what's going on, how they train you, what they expect of you, what you expect from them. You get to ask all the questions. You'll probably be able to talk to a student or two along the line, talk to an instructor or two along the line, get all your questions asked about financing. If you're a veteran, get your VA benefits there. Active duty military, same thing. They'll be able to walk you through that, do that. If you're just a civilian, then they'll help you with your student information, too, as to what you do and how you go about doing all of that. But here's the deal. You can't do it unless you call them. 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either the campus in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, or the one down here, Clearwater, Florida. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be treated like a king. Well, seems El Presidente Joe Biden is going to be making his first visit to the Pentagon as commander-in-chief, taking stock of a military as it pivots from the turmoil of the Trump years and focuses to an unusual degree on domestic and internal issues as they look to purge the military of some of the, quote, domestic terrorists that they think may be hiding there. Now, the new secretary has installed a slate of well-respected national security professionals who are working to restore order to the Pentagon's policy-making process, too. The current Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, is behind that, of course. And the 2 years after a sexual assault are a make-or-break time for most military careers, according to the RAND Corporation, in a study that was published Monday, as survivors are twice as likely to leave the service during their first 28 months after an attack. Now, senior U.S. Navy commanders met with sailors on ships on the West Coast Monday and Tuesday after two recent incidents triggered one of the first military stand-downs to address extremism in the ranks. It happened, as far as the Navy was concerned, on a couple of ships right there on the West Coast in San Diego. And they went out there to find out firsthand from the crew what was going on. By the way, in a historic first, told you it was coming, the new integrated company for the Marine Corps, Women in Boot Camp, yep, you heard me right, the first step towards fully integrating the Marine Corps' West Coast Boot Camp. And my buddy, Kat, the Marine, first female Marine in combat back in the Gulf War, she chimed in and said, don't hold down the women. And I agree with you. By the way, the 5-year coalition air campaign to defeat the Islamic State group and roll back its territorial gains in Iraq and Syria saw a complex and contested airspace most of the time, overstretched enablers, depleted precision guidance munitions stockpiles, and more intense bombing than seen for similar periods in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, as they overbombed some areas and underbombed some others. Go figure, right? And, of course, as the U.S. Navy asserts its presence in the South China Sea, Taiwan's leader says its ties with Washington remain solid over the transition from the Trump to the Biden administration. That's good, because they're going to need to be solid. China is just absolutely doing everything they can to take back Taiwan and make it part of China. By the way, Beijing says it will work with other countries in the region to maintain peace and stability after the United States sent two aircraft carrier strike groups into the disputed South China Sea this week, the latest sign of a continued military tension under the Biden administration. Now, the German government has welcomed Washington's announcement of a freeze on the reduction in U.S. troops in Germany, pending a global force posture review announced by President Biden on the 4th of February. Also, a Department of Defense dependent died Tuesday at the home of U.S. Forces Japan in western Tokyo, according to the 374th Airlift Wing. And the U.S. military in Japan reported 12 new coronavirus cases as of 6 p.m. on Tuesday, while the country's capital announced 412 infections. Now, the coronavirus pandemic is being immortalized in a colorful array of unofficial military patches and challenge coins sold near U.S. bases in South Korea. They are being used in such a way that they're actually paying tribute to some of the people that have passed away, and it's not really a bad idea, challenge coins and whatnot. The Pentagon also is probing on how extremist groups are recruiting new members amongst the military, making a particularly aggressive effort to attract members who are about to leave the service. That's not surprising. There were a lot of them mixed into what happened on January 6th there, too, with Antifa, with the Boogaloosa Boys, and with the Black Lives Matter groups and the Proud Boys. Now, as the different military services grapple with cases of sexual assault and harassment in the ranks, civilian employees at those services currently stand a lower chance of their cases being noticed by the Department of Defense at large. And the other thing is, there's no easy button for finding items to cut in the budget. And leaders are being advised that they should prioritize troops over weapons amid the defense spending cuts. And that's probably a good idea. You got to take care of the troops first. But then again, they have to have beans and they have to have bullets, right? So, we'll see what happens. Now, since last summer, Daniel Elkins has seen a steady increase in the number of panic messages from foreign translators working with U.S. forces deployed to overseas conflict zones, not only Iraq, but also Afghanistan and other areas of the world, where they've asked to be able to come to the United States for safety and continue doing whatever they can for the U.S. here on this side of the fence. We'll see what happens. Now, so far, the financial cost of January 6th is just a little bit more than $500 million. It could go up to $1 billion very quickly with the forces that are still behind there. We'll see what happens. By the way, something that's not really being explained, the commandant of the Army's Graduate Level Educational Institute for Military Leaders in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, the Army War College, was suspended amidst an investigation. One can only assume. And the U.S. Army expects to deliver in a little more than 200 days from start to finish, the first hypersonic weapon. The capability will be given to a unit, according to the Army. And the Army's next generation squad weapon is experimenting right now, experimenting with a composite scaled 6.8 millimeter ammunition, which may help to lighten the soldiers' loads. I know a lot of guys would be happy of that. So we'll see how that works out. All right. Hang in there. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website. And I'll be right back. Going to talk about some money stuff.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Two Guys Gun Shows. Yep, Two Guys Gun Shows. I'll be down there in Sarasota this Saturday from 10 to 2, and Two Guys Shows is going to be down there at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, right there at Fruitville and Tuttle. Now, you can go to the website and get a ticket and save you some money on the tickets off the website. TwoGuysShows.com. Save yourself a little money so you don't have to buy the ticket at the door and pay the full price. So TwoGuysShows.com. Get you one of those discount tickets with a discount on it. And I'll see you Saturday at Robarts Arena in Sarasota. 10 to 2, and they're there 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 Sunday. Going to be another great event there, so stop by and say howdy, howdy. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing a lot better than what I saw yesterday in Washington, D.C., and I didn't see all of it, but I saw enough to realize all the different things that had been cut out of some of those edited pieces of film and audio that they had, because I'd seen just about all of that before. And I knew what was already said, and they just chipped away until they got what they wanted in there. But then again, why am I not surprised?
Well, shouldn't be. You know, more of the same. Kind of knew what was going to happen moving forward. You know, I'm a big believer that You have to accept the terrain for what it is, and you deal with the terrain. You can't mold land. I mean, you know this, Matt, from being a military guy. You go into a situation and you got a plan and you get there and the map is wrong. What do? You go with the wrong map or you go with the terrain?
The terrain.
That's it.
Every time. Mm-hmm. And it happened more than once to a whole bunch of people. Yep. So I got you and I understand that. Now, did you hear, and this is all I'm going to mention about this impeachment stuff, did you hear the Democratic trial manager, Congressman Raskin, who kept using the word fight, that rhetoric, frequently, fight, because Donald Trump mentioned it two or three times, and he made it sound like as if that's all that they were talking about.
I'm being honest, I really am not paying that much attention.
Well, I don't blame you. I don't blame you, but I have to, unfortunately.
Yo, no, I mean, listen, I give it scant attention. You know, I'm looking at other things that are happening, obviously, you know, with the stimulus package and whatnot. So I don't get to the minutia of what's going on. You knew that this was going to be a show. Mm-hmm. You knew that this was going to be, you know, made for TV type of an event where the cable news networks could get all bent out of shape and excited and talking about these things when there's bigger fish to fry.
Now, you talked about money. We'll talk about some money here. The budget deficit now totals a record $735.7 billion through January. That's the highest it's ever been in American history so far during the course of a month.
Yeah, you know, Matt, it's when's it going to end? You know, that's the question. I don't know and how this is going to end out. We've talked about this, and I get into this in great detail on my radio program. The fact that, you know, that we're told that there's no inflation out there and there is inflation and, you know, we can't just keep printing money willy-nilly. And that's what we're doing. Printing and spending money.
I know.
Willy-nilly. And, you know, it's filtering down into the costs. Everything that we buy, and people, you fail to realize that inflation is a tax.
Yeah,
you know, the cost of the things that you have to purchase go up. It's a tax.
Somebody said something to me over the weekend about, well, we can't keep borrowing all this money from China. China, they own everything. I said, we're not borrowing money from China. We're printing this money.
Yeah. Well, the Fed, you know, just China's has cut down on borrowing. In buying our debt,
yep.
The Fed is buying it up, and that's what the printing, the money printing yep. effect is that, you know, the government issues
yep.
debt, and then the Fed buys it. Now, Matt, let me ask you a question. If I were to tell you, you know, that I was a very, very, you know, responsible, essentially safe investment, I would say, hey, let me borrow money, and I'm going to give you around 2% for 30 years. I mean, That's what the United States government is offering right now. 30-year bonds at 2%. On 10 years under 2%.
Terrible.
That's insane.
Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let's talk about the CDC. They came out and had something really fascinating to say yesterday. No, it wasn't about the two masks. This is something totally different. They're saying now, the CDC, fully vaccinated people, those people that have had the COVID vaccine, do not need to quarantine anymore, anywhere.
That would make sense. I mean, why in the world would you have to, you know, quarantine if you've got the vaccine?
Because in California, you do.
Well, again, they make up, you know, stupid rules for all sorts of, a myriad of different reasons. You know, now I hear that, you know, to slap down the state of Florida, I hear that the administration's looking at putting in travel restrictions for Florida because of some of the new variants, COVID variants that are picking up there. Meanwhile, COVID continues to drop all across the country and people continue to get vaccine. It's a shame what's going on here. It's a shame what's happening with these teachers' unions. They should shameful teachers' unions, Chicago, San Francisco, and a myriad of other places that won't go back into the schools. Then you got the Biden administration embarrassing themselves. Oh, they're back in school if they're one day a week.
Chicago made a deal to go back, but I don't know what the deal is yet, but it's contingent to a couple of things.
I'll tell you what the deal is. If one kid in the entire school, one kid, comes down with COVID, the entire school gets shut down for 2 weeks.
Wow.
So basically, there's not going to be any school. It's BS. You know, not to mention they say that 40% of the teachers have some sort of chronic problem, health issue, mm-hmm. and aren't going to be able to work because of that. If you have some chronic mm-hmm. health issue, you don't have to go in. It's a joke. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I'm sorry, the teachers' unions are the worst. You stink. Parents, you're in one of those school districts. Why do you allow your kids to even go there?
Mm-hmm. Now, the NBA yesterday, owner Mark Cuban of the Dallas Mavericks said that he was no longer going to play the national anthem at home games. And, of course, his excuse was the reason he wasn't playing it to begin with is there were no fans in the stand, plus some people really didn't feel right about having it being played, namely his players. But the NBA turned around and said, oh, no, all of our NBA teams will play the national anthem before the start of our basketball games everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't hear that the NBA came back with that.
Yes, they did.
Sports stuff today. I guess Cuban's, you know, reasoning was is that, you know, when you show up to you know, work, in the morning, they don't play the national anthem before you start your day. It started, I think, right after, you know, becoming something we did normally right after World War II.
I beg to differ with him. Ask anybody who's ever worked on a military base what they start the day with. It's called reveille.
Absolutely. But I don't have any problem with that. I think it's a unifying thing. But, again, I'm a big believer as well that, you know, in free speech, and people will tell you who they are based upon their actions. And, you know, I think that might end up hurting the Dallas Mavericks and their fan. I think it might tick off a lot of his fan base because of that course of action.
Mm-hmm. Now, healthcare and employer groups have called for broadening the Affordable Care Act. By the way, President Biden and his administration is asking the Supreme Court to step in and guarantee the fact that the Obamacare will be around for another day.
What are they going to offer next? Plastic surgery, or is it just the amount of people that are actually eligible for it?
Who knows?
It's probably, you know, either or. I also heard that Schumer and AOC are pushing for the government to pay for people's funerals who died of COVID too.
Right.
Is that another one? Yeah. So they keep adding things on. Keep printing, I guess. You know, I wonder if they start accepting I can go into my Monopoly game at home. They're going to start accepting that money soon, too.
Well, the House Committee of Dems advanced the minimum wage increase. Joe Biden said he didn't think that was a good idea. They stuck it in there anyway.
There's going to be a fight over this. But, you know, I'm not too optimistic when it comes to Republicans and the pushback. You know, you see they're Republicans are, you know, they put their finger in the air and they see which way the wind is blowing and they say, oh, well, you know, 2/3 of the country want these checks, so we got to give them to them. Well, that's not, you know, if we're going to do that, then why even have Congress? Why even have Senate? We'll just, you know, in today's day and age with modern technology, we'll just run the entire country based upon opinion polls. Now, we're not a democracy, okay? That's not how we're supposed to work. We're a representative republic.
Yeah.
And these guys are supposed to represent what's best for the country, looking out for the long term, not the short term.
Absolutely. Okay, well, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay warm up there in the frozen tundra.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty, Chris Markowski. And by the way, that cold weather is down just north of Albany, down through the Adirondacks. Wind chill, below zero weather. Ugh. Keep it up there, please. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.